Dr. Pinsky dictating a case review on March 13 regarding James Buck, B-U-C-K. As per the records provided, James Buck was seen at Trinitas, T-R-I-N-A-T-A-S Hospital on emergency room on 10/24/13. Brady stated he was changing a light bulb at work when he fell from the ladder, hitting his head on the ground. Brady now complained of a scalp laceration. Brady denied loss of consciousness, coma, headache, coma, dizziness, coma, blurred vision, coma, neck pain, coma, chest pain, coma, abdominal pain, coma, or other injury. Period. He did undergo CAT scan of the head that showed a left parietal convexity scalp laceration, but there was no acute hemorrhage or mass effect. Period. His scalp laceration was repaired, and he was released from the emergency room. Period. New paragraph. He was then seen on 10/25/13 by Dr. DeLorso, D-E-L-L-O-R-S-O, for his head injury. In particular, period, he ambulated without any difficulty or assisted devices. Period, he was neurologically intact. Period, cervical range of motion was decreased. Period, his left knee had obvious swelling, but he was able to straight leg raise his left knee. Period, there was some medial joint line tenderness and a decreased range of motion and flexion due to the swelling and discomfort. Period, Dr. DeLorso rendered diagnoses of left knee sprain and synovitis, coma, status post head laceration, coma, and cervical strain. Period, he prescribed an anti-inflammatory and authorized the claimant to remain out of work. Period, he returned on 11/4/13. When his scalp staples were removed, period, the left knee was swollen, and patella stretch test was positive. Period, there was tenderness palpation to both the anterior compartment and the medial compartment of the knee. Period, flexion was limited to 90 degrees, but extension was full. Period, Apley's test was positive for medial knee pain. Period, Dr. DeLorso ordered an MRI of the left knee. Period, new paragraph, this study was done on 11/14/13 to be inserted here. Period, new paragraph, at the referral of Dr. Rispoli, R-I-S-P-O-L-I, he had an MRI of the right knee on 12/3/13 to be inserted here. Period, new paragraph, on 5/28/14, Mr. Buck was seen by Dr. Bullock, B-U-L-L-E-K, period, had been treated previously by a doctor with a left knee arthroscopy, period, he also had previous right knee surgery before, not treated by this doctor, period, it involved ACL reconstruction and arthroscopy in the past, period, for treatment of this injury, he has had several injections with only temporary success. Period. He had undergone right knee surgery in 1995 and 1997, and left knee surgery in 2011. Period. After exam, comma, review of x-rays, comma, I'm sorry, review of MRIs, comma, and x-rays, he diagnosed exacerbation of osteoarthritis, status post ACL reconstruction of the right knee, and status post left knee arthroscopy, period. He had been functioning fairly well. It was pre-existing disease at the time of his last discharge, period. A depomedrol injection was given to each knee on this visit, period. They discussed further treatment options, including viscosupplementation. Period, arthroscopies were not now an option to him, since they would not be of benefit. Period, he could continue to work full duty. Period, he continued to be seen in this group by the doctor just mentioned, as well as by Dr. Bullock, B-U-L-L-E-K, where he performed a series of Euflexa injections on both knees, running through 7/16/14. New paragraph. On 4/27/15, he followed up with Dr. Rispoli, R-I-S-P-O-L-I, with worsening left knee pain with intermittent buckling. Period, he only had transient relief with steroid injections, comma, physical therapy, comma, and anti-inflammatory medication. Period. Dr. Rispoli discussed conservative versus operative interventions at great length. Period. The patient went to electively proceed forward with surgical arthroscopy of the left knee with meniscectomy. Period. And put this in bold. This is notwithstanding the fact that earlier he was advised arthroscopy would not be of benefit. Period. He had a visit with Dr. Rispoli on 7/29/15 regarding his right knee. Period. His left knee has been asymptomatic for about 4 weeks after the arthroscopy. Period. Using his left knee does cause some discomfort. Period. Dr. Rispoli again discussed treatment options, noting left knee arthroscopy was done on 5/14/15. Period. He noted the claimant had bilateral lower extremity edema, for which he was advised to follow up with his personal physician. Period. Cortisone injections were administered to the knees. Period. He was advised not to drain his own knees, as he had been doing, with instruction from a family friend. Period. In paragraph on 11/20/15, he did undergo cardiovascular evaluation by Dr. Levison, L-E-V-I-S-O-N. Period. He had peripheral venous testing on 11/20/15 as well. Period. In paragraph on 3/23/18, Mr. Buck returned to Dr. Rispoli with recurrent bilateral knee effusions. Period. His assessment was synovitis and chondromalacia of both knees with recurrent bilateral knee effusions. Period. He had left knee arthroscopy on 5/14/15 and right knee arthroscopy on an unspecified date. Period. He accepted corticosteroid injections to the knees with temporary relief. Period. They then requested authorization for visco supplementation. Period. On the visit of 8/15/18, Dr. Rispoli noted he had a history of incompetent varicosities of both lower extremities. Period. On 3/7/19, he told Dr. Rispoli the Synvisc injection relief was only short-lived. Period. Synvisc injections were administered to the knees on this visit. Period. On 3/27/19, Mr. Buck related he fell down 14 steps today at work. Period. His right arm was over the railing the entire time as he traversed the stairs. Appeared he did not have loss of consciousness and did not strike his head. Appeared he did land on his knees and was able to get up unassisted. Appeared he also was able to drive himself to the office for evaluation. Period. He was diagnosed with traumatic exacerbation of bilateral knee pain, status post-fall. Period MRIs of both knees were ordered, as was a medical dose pack. And absence from work. Period. On 4/3/19, he had an MRI of the left knee and MRI of the right knee, both to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, he followed up with Dr. Rispoli on 4/5/19 to review these results. Period. They discussed total joint arthroplasty. Period. They claimed it wanted to defer total joint replacement at present. Period. Requested an arthroscopy of his left knee to perform meniscectomy instead of ectomy so he could return to work. Period. New paragraph on 5/8/19, he was seen by orthopedist Dr. Gehrman, G-E-H-R-M-A-N-N. Period. He reviewed his long history of knee issues. Period. He also recently had MRIs of both knees on 4/3/19 that he reviewed. Period. He also performed weight-bearing x-rays showing complete tricompartmental DJD on the right with less significant but fairly severe arthritis on the left. Period. He was not ready to get knee replacements because he did not feel he would be able to safely carry out his job, and Dr. Gehrman did not necessarily disagree with him. Period. Accordingly, a medial unloader brace was ordered for the right leg. Period. The left knee was aspirated and a corticosteroid injection was administered. Period. He followed up with Dr. Gehrman on 6/6/19. And he reported getting relief from the Celebrex. Period. On 10/31/19, he related a few weeks ago developing significant left-sided knee pain with the inability to really function. Period. He now had continued bilateral pain. Period. Clinical exam and x-rays of both knees was again performed. Period. Dr. Gehrman advised knee replacements would really be the only thing that would alleviate his symptoms. Period. He recommended Dr. Leary, L-E-A-R-Y, to perform those procedures. Period. New paragraph. Dr. Leary did perform an orthopedic evaluation on 11/19/19. Period. He performed an exam and x-rays in the office. Period. They showed bilateral knees, severe osteoarthritis in varus, wear, W-E-A-R pattern, and bone-on-bone articulation. Period. There was previous ACL fixation screws seen on the right knee. Period. They agreed to pursue total knee arthroplasty. Period. On 8/25/20, he was 2 weeks status post left knee arthroplasty. Period. X-rays showed its components in appropriate position with no lysis, lucency, or fracture evident. Period. He was referred for a Doppler study due to his history of thromboembolism and significant lower extremity swelling. Period. He returned on 8/25/20 for preoperative discussion period. His left knee was aspirated of 110 cc's of bloody fluid period. On 9/22/20, he was 6 week status post left knee arthroplasty period. Physical therapy was ordered period. He underwent another joint aspiration of the left knee on 9/22/20 period. On 10/22/20, he underwent a similar procedure. Period. New paragraph. I'm also in receipt of additional short progress notes from Dr. Leary. Period. 12/1/20, he was cleared to return to work. Full duty with no restrictions, effective 12/7/20. Period. On 3/9/21, he had a pain management consultation performed while an inpatient. Period. He had undergone right knee replacement surgery the day before by Dr. Leary. Period. Aftercare was discussed and he remained on several different medications. Period. On 3/11/21, the physician assistant wrote Mr. Buck would be out of work from 7/7/20 through 12/6/20, as well as from 2/22/21 due to right knee replacement for the next several months. Per the original absence was for his left knee replacement recovery. Period. And put this in bold. There are a series of x-rays and ultrasounds that are not connected to the office visits where they may have been taken, so we would have to insert them somewhere as indicated. Period. He did undergo right knee arthroplasty on 3/8/21. Period. He followed up frequently with Dr. Leary's physician assistant post-operatively, as he had also done for the left knee. Period. At the last documented visit on 7/1/21, he was to continue with weight-bearing activity with range of motion and activity as tolerated. Period. He was going to complete the current physical therapy prescription and then continue an independent home exercise program. He had reached maximum medical improvement from an orthopedic standpoint and was cleared to return to work without restrictions starting 7/2/21. Period. Exam showed his incision was well healed on both the right and left knee. Period. Right knee motion was from 0 to 120 degrees. Period. There was mild swelling but no effusion or instability. Period. He had normal strength of the left knee. Period. Motion was also from 0 to 120 degrees. Period. There was mild swelling but no effusion present or instability. Period. New paragraph. He also was seen on 11/5/20 by Dr. Magia, MEJIA. Status post left knee, total knee replacement in August 2020. Pretty has had multiple falls and destroyed his knee when he was younger. Appeared to have a history of 5 to 6 surgeries on the knee in the past, including arthroscopies and ACL repair. Appeared he also had venous insufficiency in the left leg, secondary to all of the damage that occurred to his knee, leading to excessive swelling. Appeared he was referred to Dr. Mejia from Dr. Leary for rehab. Period. This was rendered. Period. He was again seen on 11/10/20. Period. He recommended bilateral custom thigh-high compression stockings to be worn during daytime activities. Period. He had other bilateral knee x-rays done on 3/4/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Buck was seen on 12/9/21 by Dr. Rosa, R-O-S-E, for the purposes of an independent medical examination. Period. He noted the claimant's course of treatment to date and his current complaints. Period. They included bilateral knee pain, swelling, and stiffness, as well as bilateral lower extremity swelling. Period. Exam found him to be in no obvious distress. Period. He moves about the room and gets on and off the examining table with some difficulty. Period. Exam of both knees demonstrated interior surgical scars. Period. There was diffuse mild tenderness. Period. Range of motion was 0 to 105 degrees bilaterally. Period. He has a mild to moderate degree of medial / lateral laxity in mid flexion. Period. He demonstrates a positive anterior drawer sign bilaterally and a posterior drawer sign on the left side. Period. Hip exam was unremarkable and non-contributory. Period. Dr. Rosa then offered impairment ratings of 55% of the right leg and 55% of the left leg, according to the AMA Guide 6th edition, in consideration with his continued symptoms, functional limitations, and his bilateral knee laxity. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. I will offer an impairment rating to each leg, presumably for his advanced degenerative joint disease, treated with arthroplasty. Period. Of course, his prior injuries and surgeries contribute to this assessment. Period. His last physical exam with Dr. Leary was not particularly poor. Period. The claimant had also been cleared to return to work in a full duty capacity, speaking to his high functionality. Period. He was not utilizing any handheld assistive devices for ambulation, even at his most recent evaluation on 12/9/21. Period. And that is the end.